Praise be Jesus Christ. Yesterday I mentioned how, with the beginning of this new liturgical year, we need to hit the spiritual battlefield running, so to speak. We need to be ready for this year to enter into spiritual combat. And now, when we talk about spiritual warfare, spiritual combat, what we're really talking about is the battle for souls, of course. The battle for the salvation of souls against our principal enemies, that is, the evil spirits. Now, this all has to deal with evangelization, and in fact, in a recent address, Cardinal Dias, the prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of the Peoples, spoke exactly about this, spiritual warfare, and how we have to see the Church's work of evangelization and the missions in this context of spiritual warfare. And if we lose that context, then Christ's salvation becomes meaningless and everything is reduced to simple social work and everything is put on a horizontal level, so to speak. He also points out how this spiritual warfare has its origins in the fall of our first parents and has continued throughout the centuries, even to our own day. And so Cardinal Diaz says, the theme of evangelization must be considered in the wider context of the spiritual combat which began in the Garden of Eden with the fall of our first parents in the wake of fierce hostilities between God and the rebel angels. If this context is ignored, Christ's salvation will be conveniently dismissed as irrelevant. That is, what does Christ's salvation mean? What did our Lord save us from? Our Lord, of course, saves us from sin, Satan, and eternal death. And so, if you remove spiritual combat from the work of evangelization, then obviously Christ's salvation becomes meaningless and irrelevant. And I think it has for many people today. The spiritual combat described in the books of Genesis and Revelation has continued unabated down the ages. St. Paul described it in vivid terms. We are not contending against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness. That's from Ephesians 6. This combat rages fiercely even today, aided and abetted by well-known secret sects. You see, here Cardinal Diaz pointed out, using St. Paul, that our fight is principally against evil spirits. But then he goes to point out, the evil spirits are aided and abetted by well-known secret sects. I believe here he's referring to the Masons, first and foremost. Satanic groups and New Age movements, to mention but a few, and reveals many ugly heads of the hideous anti-God monster. Among them are notoriously secularism, which seeks to build a godless society, spiritual indifference, that is, that forgetfulness of God and life after death, and relativism, which is contrary to the permanent tenets of the gospel. All of these seek to efface any reference to God or to things supernatural and to supplant it with mundane values and behavior patterns. And this especially we see in practical atheism. That is, all of those people who claim to believe in God, who claim to be Christians or Catholics, and yet, in practically speaking, from day to day, they live as if God does not exist. They never pray, they never go to Mass, and they don't obey the commandments. They live as if God doesn't exist, and as if there is no judgment or life after death. That is practical atheism. Far from satisfying the deep yearnings of the human heart, which is what sin often promises, instead, they foster a culture of death, be it physical or moral, spiritual or psychological. You see all of the connections here between sin, Satan, death, sadness, strife, confusion, division? Examples of this culture are abortions on demand, or the slaughter of innocent unborn children, divorces, which kill sacred marriage bonds blessed by God, materialism and moral aberrations, which suffocate the joy of living and often lead to profound psychic depression, economic, social, and political injustices, which crush human rights, violence, suicides, murders, and the like, all of which abound today and militate against the mind of Christ, who came that all may have life and have it in abundance. So we see that we have our work cut out for us in our present society. So let us answer the call of Cardinal Diaz and resolve no longer to be the church passive or the church indifferent and asleep or the church intimidated, but we need to be the church militant and seek after the salvation of souls. Seek them and find them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.